thought of is if they could have a first and a fifth year where Zach can't go on and want to start the season. I think for us it was earlier today I had a question about how the brew table was set up and stuff with the games last year, if he had changed to a different one. Just kind of get some information out there, just making sure that you have everything like I needed to for the goals for tonight. It's always a challenge going to a new team and organization, right? Like you think it's the things done a certain way, like I did last year with the inside the floor, and try to adapt to them, figure out what worked. Yeah, I think that was, when I look over the course of last year, that was definitely really one of our strongest races. Obviously, some of the reasons it's available, but I think looking back at that, we rushed, even on the 20-week, we rushed the road of that race from my perspective to see how that unfolded. And, really, I was just able to take away a lot of confidence from it, right? I think just learning this car and kind of race. Yeah, we went there. It's been like that a month now. Spent about half a day. It was really awesome. Just a ton of stuff there. So much history. I saw a lot of stuff. I think it was the same demonstration with opening up the doors and firing up the engine. That's funny. I mean, like I said, it's just a simple, like I said, just keeps him busy. I know he has a lot of working on all that stuff. And, for me, just staying early is for crews, with the uniforms, the trophies, the photos, and how meticulously it was organized. It's a must-see, I think, for any of us working. Yeah, they pointed it out. They gasped her up there for me, so that's most definitely cool. Yeah. I mean, I think it's really cool. We're obviously seeing appreciation and kind of humility, I guess, Dale and Kelly, I don't know, everybody has for this opportunity, right? You can see how much it truly means to them to be here. And that really, I think that really shows how important and how amazing it is to be an owner or a driver and be competing in the Cup Series, right? So it's just, I know that we kind of, I still have several friends at Universe Sports, and they kind of said, Bill's going to be there at 6 a.m. with the hood unloaded. We kind of laughed, but they did it. That's all right. So that's really cool. Another exciting thing to get up there again. Now, Batman. Five-year-old and a little baby. We'll take this thing home and get it. Yeah, no, I mean, it's just it's such an iconic race, right? To be here, you really, truly don't understand and appreciate it until you there's not the incentive really, right? Like they've obviously had a lot of success here going back over the course of decades, right? So it's obviously one of their favorites to be here. Have another crack at it for 75. I know they're excited. You know, I feel like we got a lot of fun about the parade, getting things started. I know they're excited. I think it's really important, honestly. You know, especially with the start of the year in Daytona, Atlanta, and then in Dakota, which has, you know, been a challenge for me. I think if we can have some solid runs here, you know, these first few weeks, I think it'll definitely help a lot for us going forward, right? Like, we feel like we're going to have great opportunities in the short track. Some of the intermediates that I ran really well at last year, I think we're going to, you know, have circled as really good opportunities for us. But, you know, these races can go a little way lower, and obviously we want to score as many points and have a good finish as we can. Yeah, I think, you know, it's always hard to set expectations, right? I think, like, especially when you're going into a new situation, right? Like really, you know, you kind of got to have to judge how the game for the season is and adjust your goals accordingly, right? Like, if we come out running really well, I think, you know, making the playoffs, winning a race is, you know, most definitely possible. We're just going to have to see how that unfolds, right? Like, even, you know, once we get to, you know, some of the intermediates here later in the season and see how we stack up, then we'll have a better idea. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, we most definitely have a lot of lines with them. So, you know, we obviously were close with those guys and how they run. And even for me now, having, you know, teammates that are champions, right, has been a accelerating my learning curve and you know, some distractions, you know, around the shop, right, around the, you know, being on those guys, you know, as much as I need to learn, and I think that's, you know, those, you know, just put me in a really good situation. I don't know, that's hard to say. I mean, last year was so emotional, right, really from the start. I think before we even made it here, you know, we heard all the background noise about what was going on, and, you know, whether the HR was being sold, multiples. I mean, so I don't know, it's hard to really take it on. I mean, on the racetrack, I think, you know, I knew it was going to be hard, right? I raced for HMS the year before, you know, I knew how tough those races were, but I did have good results in most of them. So that made me optimistic, but I think, you know, last year was just harder, I think, a lot harder off the racetrack than I expected. And I was expecting that, right? I mean, 200-300 people are, you know, now spent time looking for work. So I think I'm looking at this as the first start in a really established group, you know, a lot of great people around me. And I think it's important for me to, you know, personally use that as a first start, kind of go into this with open door. Just no different. Sometimes I just wonder why I change stuff just to change it. I mean, to me, that's what that was, but, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely... They're amazing people. It's a family-run, you know, racing, right? It's a family business. It's what they do. They're racers. They've been racing for 75 years now, right? So, it really means a lot to be driving for this for the brothers. And the relationship with Ford has been so strong, and for me to continue that, it's been a lot of fun. But, you know, we're not just trying to be a part of the show, right? We want to run better. We want to get into kitchen, have solid results, and I mean, really, for me, I feel like I have everything around me that can make that happen, so it's just really going to come down to just going to do it. so I can ask ourselves, we're professionals and racing at the highest level, so you know, maybe we didn't need the girls right, but today it's, like I said, here's what it is. I don't know. I mean, obviously not, you know, not being a rookie anymore, you know, it makes you feel a little bit more experienced, I guess, but I don't know that any of us pay that much attention to it either. They're trying to make the show. You know, guys like Martin that have retired and are coming back during this race because it just means that much. So they really